Justin Fluke with you, now joined by Coach Joe Gruber. We're talking Sabathia girls basketball. Lady Blue Jays 3-8 get that third win of the season to finish out the Burlington tournament last week on Saturday. Let's start with that, Coach. Pretty exciting finish to the tournament. Alexa Hayden hits a three-pointer at the buzzer, and you beat Paola 46-45. So a good game Saturday, but, man, winning over a 4A school like Paola and getting a buzzer beater from Hayden had to be a good feeling for the girls to come home from that tourney last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Gave a great ending to a good weekend. Three games in 3 days is a hard task to take, especially after you drop the first two, and that seventh and eighth place game comes down to who really wants to be there. I thought our girls competed really well. We kind of controlled the game, had a lead late, gave it up, and we responded well. And then Lex hit a big shot for us.
Yeah, the first two games against Burlington and Silver Lake, I mean, the good thing is you saw some good teams. You saw some different teams. I mean, how can you turn some of those games and the competition you saw into maybe learning points or just positives to take for your team moving forward?
Yeah, especially Silver Lake. I don't know if we're going to face a better team this year. They're just one through seven. They're deep, they're complete, and they've played a lot of basketball, and it shows. And then a team like Burlington, they were young, but they were really athletic and put a lot of pressure on the ball. So those are all experiences that we're going to use later on in this season. It was nice to see some new teams and then see some new styles of play that are going to prepare us for the postseason.
Three games in 3 days, I'm sure, and a couple bus rides as well. I know this week's already been off schedule a little bit, but you're probably excited to let the girls kind of catch their breath and maybe refocus before you get just the one game, a rematch against Silver Lake now here on Friday?
Yeah, we took the day off Monday, let the girls breathe a little bit, relax a little bit, got after it again tomorrow or yesterday during practice, and then going to practice today and tomorrow and get ready for Friday and then get ready for the stretch run of some games in the Big 7 League.
What are some things that maybe you saw against Paola or you saw in the tournament as a whole that you're hoping to build off from? I mean, what are some things that this team needs to do as you kind of not only get ready for Silver Lake, but then the second time through the Big 7 schedule here?
Yeah, I saw a much more confident team on Saturday than I did on Thursday and Friday. So I hope I see that the rest of the way. We handled the ball with more confidence. We passed the ball with more confidence, and we shot the ball with more confidence, and it showed in the results. So I hope the girls take that as just a boost of confidence for the way they're going to play down the stretch.
I should have asked you as well. Hayden was named to the all-tournament team as well, and I know anytime you can get a player recognized, especially in a tournament of that caliber, I had to say not just the winning shot, but she obviously had a pretty good tournament for you, it sounded like.
Yes, absolutely. Lex did a great job being a leader of the team, and all of our seniors do a great job of being a leader. Lex stepped up in the moment. I think she had 22 on Saturday, which helped us out a lot. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of teams are going to look at that box score and see that Lex had 22. But we also had a lot of girls step up in tough situations on the defensive end and the offensive end handling the ball that aren't going to really show in the box score, but contributed a lot to us having success on Saturday.
And hopefully you can build off that, as you mentioned, although two of your toughest games of the season coming up. You mentioned Silver Lake Friday, and then Riverside comes to your place on Tuesday. Obviously one of the best teams, number one in Class 2A, and one of the teams, the only one maybe you haven't faced yet in the Big 7 League. So best of luck, Coach, in the upcoming games. Thanks for your time, and we'll chat again next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coach Joe Gruber of the Sabathia Girls. We'll talk Blue Jay boys basketball next.